The Italian violinist and composer Niccolò Paganini ranks among the most important figures in the violin's history. He possessed such exceptional virtuosity that audiences whispered about his having sold his soul to the devil. Paganini developed a technical approach to playing the violin that, through his virtuosity, glorified the instrument as no composer or instrumentalist had ever done before. More broadly, Paganini elevated the very concept of virtuosity to one of Romanticism's central virtues. His contributions to the violin's tradition and to Western music at large are encapsulated in his 24 caprices for solo violin, composed between 1802 and 1817. To this day, Paganini's 24 caprices represent a Mount Everest of violin technique. On Friday, July 21, violinist Sean Lee, in a rarely encountered feat of virtuosity, performs the entire cycle of Paganini's caprices. Earlier this season, I had a chance to sit with Sean and ask for his perspective on these iconic pieces.
The Paganini caprices are really an incredible work in that not only are they a staple of the violin repertoire, but Paganini as a figure in music and really in the arts in general is really one of a kind in that he basically single-handedly conceptualized all of the technical possibilities of violin playing. And after him, there might have been a few violinists who took what he did and maybe took it a small step further. And then, of course, in more recent music, we have some other extended techniques that produce interesting sounds of all sorts. But in terms of Western art music and the demands of violin virtuoso technique, Paganini just thought of it all. And that's really incredible. And it's really hard to think of any other example in any other field, really, of a figure or an artist who had that level of innovation with their craft. The pieces they're very, very difficult. As far as the life of the violinist, when you're going into college, for example, playing one or two Paganini caprices and preparing that for your college entrance exams is something that's required at the conservatories of the United States and of course in Europe. And anytime you have some kind of international competition for violin playing, they will ask for a couple caprices. So they're very difficult. When I think of the Paganini caprices and the technical demands, I consider them to be extended technique because I feel like the demands of it lie outside of standard technique that you would use when you're playing music of Beethoven or Brahms or any of these other great composers. So in that sense, it does require some stretching, both literally and figuratively. We know Paganini had an unusual reach, for example, in his left hand, and it's believed that he had a bone condition which may or may not have actually enabled him to contort his hand and play some of these very difficult things with more ease than other violinists. But at the same time, it is music written by a violinist, and there's no doubt that, you know, he knew the instrument inside out. Maybe a couple caprices that really took me a very, very long time to feel like I'm able to play, and probably the biggest example of that is the fifth caprice, which has a very unusual bowing that involves a ricochet bow stroke with three bow strokes going down and one bow stroke going up, and this continues, and it's very unusual, and many, many people perform the caprice without that original bowing, because it's a very virtuosic and exciting caprice to begin with. But putting it together with that very strange bowing really took me years and years to feel like I actually have some control over it. As a collection, they're full of variety, and just compositionally, if you look at the content of the music, I think they're actually also very avant-garde for his time. So on that level, I really admire the whole set. Of course, the 24th Caprice is something that's always exciting to play, partly because people recognize the theme and find a kind of attachment to that right away. And it's just so, I mean, the theme itself was so compelling that it inspired other composers to write their own variations. So that's always a great pleasure to perform.
For his Carte Blanche concert, Sean will be joined by pianist Peter Dugan. Sean and Peter will present the Paganini Caprices in a form rarely heard, with piano accompaniments composed by Robert Schumann.
I came across a recording of the 24 Caprices that it just happened by chance, and I was completely surprised to find out that Robert Schumann wrote piano accompaniments to all 24 of them. And I mean, first of all, that was very exciting because I love the music of Schumann, and to see that such a great composer admired these works to the point that he would want to almost collaborate with Paganini in composition, it's a very special and unusual gesture. I mean, just as a composer, as an artist, but to hear this music and just enjoy the sonority of it, I was really delighted. And I think Schumann, as far as the way he treats the accompaniment, it's really wonderful because he actually, in a way, he keeps it, for the most part, quite minimal. A lot of the harmony that he uses is surprising and creative, but at the same time, he really keeps it about the caprices and what Paganini wrote. And I think of it almost like, if you have these works of art, there's a lot of choice that goes into how you frame it, for example, and how you light it, whether it's in a museum or in a home or wherever else. And I feel like the treatment that Schumann has for these caprices is a bit like this masterful framing, where it really just brings out the character of the caprice itself. It doesn't get in the way or show off Schumann's own writing ability for the piano, but at the same time, it's done so masterfully, and it only adds to the experience of listening to the pieces.
Aside from their use as audition and competition pieces, the Paganini caprices typically appear one or two at a time as recital encores and such. Performing all 24 is a kind of Herculean lunacy.
Playing all 24 is actually very interesting because, from a violinist perspective, when you prepare one or two for some kind of audition or let's say a semifinal round at a competition, or maybe even as part of a recital program, there's a kind of peak in technical demand out of the rest of your program. But when you play all 24, you actually get into a kind of groove where this is just the demand of the program itself. So in that sense, I find that playing a number of them in a row is actually takes a little bit of the pressure off, because everything's just kind of in this world of exploring violin playing and violin technique. On a more personal note, I studied with a violinist named Ruggero Ricci, and he was the first to record the caprices for solo violin in 1947. And he went on to record it two more times in his life, and all throughout his career, he continued to perform all 24 in concert. So on a personal level, it's just a fulfilling thing to follow in his footsteps a bit, and take what he passed on to me and present it in my own way as well. So it means a lot to me in that sense also.